Hello,
hello.
Hi, this is Rick.
Hey, Rick. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, my dear.
Yeah, you sheltering at home? Where are you?
I'm sheltering at home. Yeah, Illinois.
Illinois. Oh, okay. Have you been binging on any shows while on lockdown with all the free time?
I've been binging on commercials.
That's a good time.
There's so many of them that's like, it's wacky.
I'm binging on trailers because I can never figure out what to watch.
Yeah, well, let's see. I'm watching a lot of car shows.
Yeah, that's good.
And I watch a lot of Vice too.
What kind of mask are you sporting these days?
Checkerboard, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. You should do Cheap Trick masks.
Yeah, well, I've got some of those too.
Where can fans get them?
RickNielsen.com.
Cool. You are selling them there.
Why not?
Right on. Well, yeah, I mean, this is such a crazy time right now. How are you feeling about not being able to get out there on the road? And
I feel terrible about it because that's what I do and that's what Robin does and that's what Tom does. And that's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And Jackson, yeah.
May not be returning until 2021.
Yeah. That's not good.
No. No, definitely not.
No. So I just try to keep busy on other stuff, cleaning my studios, which I haven't seen in about 15 years.
Yeah.
And trying to, after cleaning it, then I'm trying to write some fun stuff and some not so fun stuff.
For the band or just some solo fun stuff?
Well, probably for the band. And I've got another band too called the Nielsen Trust. That's me. That's Miles, my son, and Dax, my son, and Kelly, my daughter-in-law.
Oh, that's fun.
My daughter. Yeah.
That's a family affair.
Like we're like the Partridge Family, except much worse.
I wonder what it's going to be like in 2021 when you are able to get back out on the road. I wonder how touring is going to change for artists and for fans.
Well, I think it was a reality check, I think, is what some of this is, because, you know, why wouldn't I get sick? Why, how wouldn't you catch something from flying on an airplane? I mean, I've been on over 5,000 flights all over, around the world. And it's like, sometimes I've been the guy that's been coughing or sneezing, I've been on plenty of flights where others were.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we used to cough to cover up our fart. Now we're farting to cover up our cough.
Yeah, really. Well, with a mask on, who cares?
Exactly. That's a good point. I think Mother Nature's just pissed.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
Yep. Cheap Trick at Budokan. The commercial breakthrough, and that was meant to be released in Japan only.
Yeah, it was, and it was. By the fluke of the Japanese.
How do you think you became so viral at that time? It's not like, the internet was a...
Well, let's see. We'd opened up for Kiss. We'd opened up for Queen. We'd opened up for Kansas. We'd opened up for the Kinks. We'd opened up for a lot of people. And they, there was no live record at that point. And people had seen us. Said, oh, they'd maybe heard something on the radio about us. But then that's that band. And that's the... Oh, I remember how that sounded like that, or whatever. I just think it was just a more true to life big picture of what Cheap Trick was about, and it was like, it had the excitement of a regular live rock show.
Yeah.
And at that time in 1978, it's like I tell people, I said, the Budokan made us famous, but we made the Budokan famous.
Right.
It was like if going to Japan from the early 60s till like the 80s, that was like landing on the moon. Not that many people really did it. I mean, we were lucky that we got to start out in 78 and 79 and 80 and keep going back. But it was like not a lot of people went unless you were like super famous, like the Beatles or...
What you had was really, really unique and different.
Yeah, well, and plus we're good looking too.
And really, really hot guys,
Yeah.
Cheap Trick at Budokan was recently added to the National Recording Registry of the Library of Congress. That's pretty cool.
That?
Yeah, that felt good. Yeah. What was that night like?
That night?
Let's do both. What was the feeling? What was the feeling of it being added, and what was it like that night?
Well, I think it's like I think it just added credibility to us. I mean, if you look at the list of people that are on there, I mean, from Martin Luther King, baseball games, famous opera singer. You know, like the list is like, you know, it's the who's who of and we're one of the who's who's.
Yeah, you are.
Pretty cool.
Yep. And what were your what are the big memories you have of that night?
Which night? The 1978 Yeah. Well, it was like, here we, you know, we'd played all over the place, but that was a place that we went to Japan 78. It's like we sold out like the Budokan, which is like, you know, like a huge big arena.
Yeah.
Where before that we'd been playing with other bands, but now it was like it was our turn or whatever, and we were just so lucky to do that. And after our whole tour was done there, we went back to, you know, playing in a club in Iowa or wherever. Yeah, it really built from there.
Recently on social, I saw that Rob Zombie posted some pics, you guys playing a show together. He's a big fan, yeah. Been listening to Cheap Trick since he was really young, he said. And what was that show like? He's a cool dude.
Yeah, well, I've known Rob when he was in, I think White Zombie was where I first met him. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was just, he's like a rock and roll crazy hillbilly Yahoo show, but he's just a sweet guy, and you know, and he's like so creative. And
yeah.
It was an honor that he contacted me and asked me if I would play. And John Five is in the band, and you know, it's like they were cool, you know. And the fact that we got up there, I think we did Helter Skelter with, but you know, the Rob Zombie version. It was very cool.
What artist would you like to collaborate with that you haven't yet, or is there anyone else at all?
Well, all they have to do is call me.
I would like to collaborate with you, Rick.
Okay, let's when we're on the phone call, let's do it.
All right, cool.
I'm trying to think, you know, it's like I work with a lot of people, you know. I played at the same place that we played with Rob Zombie with Kiss. I played there with Motley Crue. I played there with, you know, with Slash. I'm trying to think. I play with a lot of people, and it's like, and I play with Hall and Oates, played with those guys, and then we did Live at Daryl's, and just lots of good stuff. I've been very lucky. Plus, I got to work with John Lennon, too. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Who is there anyone you haven't worked with that you would like to, though?
Well, you know, people that go see the Rolling Stones, the only time the opening act gets applause is when they get off the stage.
I mean...
So. You know, and so we never worked with the Stones.
But you would like to.
Well, no. Yeah, it would be amazing, but it's like, I don't want to have to wait until we're done to get applause.
I think Cheap Trick would get plenty of applause.
Well, yeah, we'd probably do all right. but still, I'd be applauding when we got done, because I want to see the Stones too.
Right, yeah. Oh, God, they put on a great show. As do you. Are you digging any new bands?
Oh, you guys stumped me on that one. No.
Just no.
Yeah, that was stumped the band. We went from somebody I've been seeing since the 60s to what's today. Hell, I haven't been out in a couple months. I don't know anything.
I like to keep people on their toes. So I think, though, I just heard a cover of Cheap Trick, I Want You to Want Me, Violet Saturn. Have you heard of that?
I heard that. That was terrific.
You did hear that?
I heard it from... the guy that produces it, Julian Raymond.
Yeah,
he sent me a copy, and I actually wrote a letter back to them, telling them if I would have known this, I would have kept it out here to read it to you. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I would love to hear that. They're a good band. They're tight, brother and sister. So young, but I think they're on a really good path. But I loved the cover.
Yeah, she's 13 years old or something like that.
Yeah, she's pretty young. But cover.
Plus I wrote back to her or them, and I said it was the first time I heard I Want You to Want Me in the key of D as opposed to the key of A.
Yeah?
And it's like, if you can hang on a second here, I'll find this thing. I've got my computer open. I'm looking right now. Here it is. Thanks, Julian. Good work, Violet Saturn. Probably the best and most fun version of I Want You to Want Me I've heard in years. And the respect and belief from Julian, talented and no BS real pro that he is, by sending me your demo, which I put in parentheses. It's a rare gift he wanted to share. It's always great and quite an honor when musicians think highly enough of a song or songs I've written, speaks with you, talented creative artists, with your own songwriting skills. That sparks this first in the key of D arrangement and a demo that's going to be hard to beat your raw energy. Can't wait for more music and meet you all in person. Sounds scary to me, too.
That's awesome. We're big supporters and big fans of Violet Saturn, so I bet they were thrilled to get that letter from you.
Well, they're so young, they probably don't even know how to read yet in school.
I mean, you know, the song we play, Young and Dumb, but that doesn't fit them.
Yeah, I know. It's like I thought it was quite an honor. Plus, I liked the version they did. It was exciting.
Yeah, they're good kids, really on a good path there. But yeah, so it sounds like that's a new band that you're behind.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, you got to kick me in the ass a little bit. So
Sometimes we all need a fire lit under our ass. But
there you go.
It's really good. It's really good talking to you and checking. And by the way, Stevie Salas says hello.
Oh yeah, he sends me emails whenever he needs something.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm happy to talk with you.
Hey, before we go, you're getting ready. I want to ask you about the new album. Getting ready to release this new album, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have a new record that's coming out. We were signed to BMG, and we've had the record is finished. So we're just kind of waiting till all this junk subsides.
Yeah.
And then we also have a something for you guys on the West Coast or actually around the world. I think it was 1979 at the Whiskey O'Gogo. Four shows.
Yeah.
That's coming out too.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Golly, I hope these clubs can survive.
Me too. I mean, we've got guys in our crew and the people that are musicians and then the working crews that they have. I mean, I'm a big fan of Lizzie Hale too.
And oh, me too.
Talked to her the other day and she's making a nice effort trying to get people to know about the backing, you know, the crew, the people, the behind the scenes people of what we do.
Yeah,
and
keep the shows running. Yeah,
I mean, I think everybody that entered this crappy pandemic is they're heroes. I mean, they're struggling. Like the people at the grocery store, the people at the UPS, the people at FedEx, people at the grocery store. You know, the people behind the scenes. I mean, it's like they're keeping a lot of stuff going, and it's like and there's other people that. Like our crew can't work from home, and I can't either.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can write, but can't.
Yeah,
well, and actually, you could. Are you guys going to do anything virtually?
Yeah, we are. We're trying to get it together. I was supposed to hear about it. I'll probably hear about it later today.
Oh, great! Keep us posted on that.
I shall. Yeah, and if you want those masks, ricknielsen.com. So RICKNIELSEN.
For the face masks. Okay.
Yeah, and then otherwise, let's see, Keep Trick Rick at Instagram, and I can't remember all the Twitter stuff, and I feel bad. I don't really, I have Twitter and I have Facebook, but I rarely answer. I found some letters just the other day from about 5 years ago that, oh, maybe I should respond here.
Hey, you were pretty good on Instagram. We've messaged a couple times.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that's easier for me.
Yeah.
Although I have trouble. It takes me longer to do some of these things because I'm always worried about having the right hashtags.
Right. I know. It's a thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because I'm trying to promote other people, not me.
Right. Well, I was promoting you on all three, so I got you. I got your back.
Yeah, you're on some of my sites here. That we're doing this phone call here. So.
Got each other's back, see?
Yeah.
Rick, awesome. Anytime you want to come back, join me, talk about anything, you're welcome.
Oh, okay. I'm available tomorrow.
Okay, great. Talk to you same time.
Just kidding. Okay. Oh, yeah. Hang on. I just got an email right here from Lizzie. Just letting you know, we're still talking about your presence on that meeting with Gibson. You are such a tremendous soul. She mean asshole? Oh, never mind. Stay safe, brother. Lizzie Hale. Hailstorm. I just got that right now while we're talking here.
Hey, please tell Lizzie that I am in love. Plot passes on. I'm in love with her voice. And she's a powerful singer, but not her husband, Joe. I'll stay out of that one. She is great.
Yeah, it says, what is it here? What is it here? New Hill Summer on Vicious is out now. Okay. That's what she said. So how about that? Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hey, Joe.
What up, Joe? All right.
Well, she'll probably hear this radio show, and then I don't need to tell her anything.
Yeah. Hey, Lizzie, come on in. We'll chat.
That's right. She's the best. You're the best. Thanks.
You're the best. Really, stay in touch, Rick, and stay healthy. Stay sane out there. Crazy time.
You got it.